KGB and stuff used to use more subtle things in the past. You know, this was a pretty direct hit that was a publicity thing as much as anything else, because dioxins are in the news a lot. The interaction of dioxin in the case of the human then is with the aryl hydrogen hydrogenase receptor. So it's a protein then which binds to planar molecules. Aryl is indicating an aromatic ring. Hydrogenase indicating it's an enzyme system. The size of the receptor site then, it'll optimally bond to molecules that are around about this sort of dimension there. Now once a molecule such as dioxin has bound to the receptor, it then migrates to the DNA. The DNA receptor sites then produce an effect in messenger RNA, and after that you get your toxic response. So if we have a look at the molecules themselves, the tetrachlorodibenzodioxin, when we put it into space fill, is clearly a flat molecule that's going to optimally fit that sort of box-shaped receptor. The polarities, you've got chlorine sitting at either end, so it's highly polar at either end. And the pentachlorodibenzofuran, it's simply a suboptimal version of the same thing. We've got the same basic shape, but now the fit is just not quite as good. Hence the toxic equivalent factor is lower for the pentachlorodibenzofuran than for the TCDD. Now the PCBs are binding to exactly the same receptor. They've got the same characteristics. They're planar molecules. They've got chlorine scattered around the structure. This is a picture of what's going on then. L is standing then for either the dioxin or the pentachlorodibenzofuran or the PCB. That then goes and interacts inside the system here with the aryl hydrogen hydrogenase receptor. That then migrates through and produces an effect down here at the nuclear binding sites. That then produces induced messenger RNAs. They induce proteins, and subsequently we get our effect on the piece of biology. So the key is it's interacting with DNA, and as a result we get these mutagenic and then finally carcinogenic effects from the introduction of significant quantities of either the dioxins